Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Dalet, in the middle of explaining Halacha Hey and the Oizra Shur's Davitz on Chav Gimel and Beis about the 8th line with the words Hasevun, and the Arshkos Shur's Davitz on Chav Hey Omed Aleph about the 9th line. And today's Davitz sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mimsar Bas Yaka Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing Shitas Reb Elazar, who had told us that if a person shechted an animal that's supposed to be used for his Shalmi Simcha, his special carbon that brings him Simcha on Yom Tev, if he shechted it before Yom Tev, he's not Yotze eating it on Yom Tev. So the Gemara tells us, say when the as follows. Vatanin, we have a Mishnah, which is our Mishnah, that says, Ahal v'simcha shmoina, the chi of saying halel and rejoicing with a karbon is all 8 days of Yom Tev. And hagatzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shechal yom rishon li'ez b'shabbos, let's say the first of Yom Tev falls out on Shabbos. Well, when's he supposed to shecht his shalmei simcha? L'shechtin me'erv regal einat yachol, you can't shecht it erev Yom Tev. Don't remember, because Rabzeir had said that Ulabar Yishmol said, b'shem Rab Lazar, shalmei chagiga shechatan me'erv regal einat yitzbani dechavas regal, that the shalmei chagiga were shechted before Yom Tev, so you're not yitz your chi of eating them on Yom Tev. L'shechtin regal einat yachol, you can't shecht them on Yom Tev. Shekvar Luman, we already know she'ein chagiga doiches Shabbos. The shechting the karmel chagiga is not doiches Shabbos, and therefore Emasai Amru Hal v'Simcha Shmoina. In regards to what did the Mishnah say that Hal and Simcha is all 8 days? If the first day of Yom Tev falls out on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to have Simcha, which is bring a karbon 8 days, only 7. Amar Rav Yosi, he answers Kama Ravud Mina Chaisa. Ravud Mina Chaisa explains as follows: the Kaihanim of Asayir, when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, it can be yotze the chiyuv Simcha only with the Kaihanim eating the Sa'ir, which is a chatos that's brought as part of the karbonus musaf of Yom Tev, and that's going to be brought even on Shabbos. And so even though all of Klal Yisrael is not going to be eating it, at least someone's going to be yotzei the chiyuv of Simcha. And we can explain the Mishnah we had said, Sukkah Sheva Ketzad, Garmi Loichol, Lo Yatzer Sukkah Sheva Chulu, that when a person finishes eating on Hoshana Rabbah, he shouldn't dismantle a sukkah because he has the whole rest of the day. Rather, just from Minchan onwards, he should bring some of his kelim into his house because that shows the preparation for Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Rav Arkhana quotes Rav Chiyo Bar Ashi B'Shem Rav, Tzarcha Adam Lifsel Sukkah Sheva Ba'yayim, that if a person wants to eat in his sukkah on Lo Shmini Atzeres, he has to passel his sukkah during the day, so it's not Bal Toisef. It doesn't look like he's adding on to the mitzvah. The Torah says 7 days in a sukkah, and you're sitting in a sukkah for 8 days. That's Bal Toisef. So in order for it not to look like that, you have to passel your sukkah. There's different discussions how you do that. Maybe you roll back a certain portion of the schach. Either way, you have to make sure you passel your sukkah if you want to eat there Lo Shmini Atzeres. Now Rabbi Shuvah Levi Omar, he says you don't have to passel your sukkah. All he has to do is make kiddush inside his house, and that shows that really his meal is in his house, and then he can move to the sukkah and eat in the sukkah. Now this shows us that Rabbi Shuvah Levi holds that ein sarch kiddush makam suda. You don't have to have kiddush in the place where you're going to eat, because if you're making kiddush in your house and eating in the sukkah, that's making kiddush in a different place than you're eating. Now Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says b'shem Shmuel kiddush b'bayis zev nimach loichol b'bayis acher. If a person made kiddush in one house and then he decided to go eat in a different place, mekadesh, he has to make kiddush again, and that's because he holds that kiddush needs to be made makam suda. So you can't just make kiddush in your house and then eat in the sukkah. It doesn't work like that. You'd have to make kiddush in the sukkah, and you can't make kiddush in the sukkah because Lo Shmini Atzeres. Now we continue discussing this. Rav Acha quotes Rav Chinuno, who says b'shem Rav Yishaya, Mishu Zukase Areva Olav. If a person's sukkah is so sweet to him and he wants to stay there, Lo Shmini Atzeres, Mekadosh B'Leil Yom Tov Acharon B'Sech Beisoy, the night of Shmini Atzeres, he makes kiddush in his house, Va'olav Va'ichol B'Sech Zukasei, and then he goes and eats in his sukkah. And Amar Vavan, he clarifies, V'loy Pligin, they're not arguing. Mada Amar Shmuel, that's a proper Girsa, that which Shmuel had said, that you can't make kiddush in your house and then go into your sukkah because you have to have kiddush makam suda, that's B'Shloye B'Daitoy. If he didn't have in mind when he made kiddush that he's going to be eating in a different place. But if he had in mind he's going to be eating in a different place, there's no problem. He can make kiddush in his house and then he can go into the sukkah. Whereas Madam Rav, that which Rav said, is b'shahay b'dayta lechol b'asacher, when he had das to eat in a different place, and therefore just make kiddush in your house and then go into the sukkah, and everything's fine, no problem. There really isn't a machloikes. However, chavtal Amar Rav on the top, we see that actually there is machloikes, because Amar Rav Mana says, asi de Shmuel k'Rav Chiya. That which Shmuel said is like Rav Chiya had told us, that if you want to eat in your sukkah Lel Shmini Atzeres, you have to passel it, and there's no other way to go about doing it. And with Rabbi Shai holds a Rabbi Shua ben Levi that you could just make kiddush in your house and go into the sukkah. And Omer of Imi comments on this. Zayis Ameres clearly tells us, meaning where Rav Mana just told us, clearly tells us Shehin Nechlokin Beferush. That's Rabbi Girsa, that there's a Beferush Machlokes between them. And that according to Shmuel, even if you have kavana, even if you have das, when you're making kiddush in your house, that you're going to be eating your sukkah, that's not sufficient because you need kiddush b'makam suda. So you would have to make kiddush inside the sukkah, which obviously you can't because there's no chiv to sit in the sukkah Lo Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, the only recourse would be to passel the sukkah beforehand, then you could eat there. And on Halacha Vav, the Mishnah tells us, Nisach HaMayim Sheva Ketzad. What does that mean? There's Nisach HaMayim for 7 days. So we begin the discussion of the whole Nisach HaMayim procedure and procession. Tzlichas Shel Zav, a golden pitcher, Machzaikas Shloishas Lugin, that held 3 lug of water, Hayim Malim Ra Shiloyach, they would fill up from a spring that's called the Shiloyach Spring. It was outside Yerushalayim. And then there was a whole procession where they would walk with this water up until the Beis HaMikdash. Higiyu L'Shar HaMayim. Once they reached the Shar HaMayim, literally translated as the water gate, gate, which was one of the sha'arim in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. It was on the southern side. Taku ve'iru v'taku, they'd blow with kia, truant, kia, and that was in order to make a whole matzav out of it. And then they'd go into the Beis HaMikdash, singing and dancing, and the kohen who's going to be doing nizchamayim, alba kavesh, he would go up the ramp in the Mizbeach, upanel ismailoi, then he would turn towards his left. Usually we know going up the ramp in the Mizbeach, one turns towards their right. However, since nizchamayim takes place immediately on the left of the ramp, so he doesn't have to make a whole big circle around, he just turns right away to the left. And shnei sefalim shel kesef hayusham, there were two bowls or basins of silver over there on the top of the Mizbeach. Now Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, shel sid hayu, they were made out of plaster, el shayu mushcharim b'nei hayayin, it's just they got dark because of the wine, and so they looked like they were silver. Now umenukavin kamin shnei chayt min dakin, there were holes in the bottom of these basins or bowls, like the nostrils of a nose, echad mo'ovev, echad medak, one had thicker, wider holes, and the other one had thinner ones, kadeshu kolim bas achas, so they should conclude at the same time, since water and wine was poured down them at the same time, and one flows down quicker than the other one, as we're going to see in the Gemara which one that is, so therefore some of the holes were thinner, some were thicker, therefore the liquids, as they're flowing through the holes in the bowl, would be finished at the same time. Now ma'ravi shel mayim, umizrachi shel yayin, the western one, meaning the one that was on the corner of the Mizbeach, that was for pouring the water in, and the eastern one, the one that was a little bit closer to the ramp, that was for wine. Now ir shel mayim besech shel yayin, o shel yayin lesech shel mayim yatsa, if the kain accidentally poured the water into the wine one, and the wine one to the water one, he's yaitzin, he doesn't have to do it again. And that's understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that these bowls weren't made out of silver, rather out of plaster, they just got dark because of the wine. And you should technically ask, why would the water one get dark because of wine? You're supposed to be pouring water in it. And that's what we just said, that if wine was accidentally poured in the water one, it's okay. And actually sometimes that did happen, so that's how it got this darker, silverish appearance. Now we have Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Miloikai Menasech Kol Shmoina, that Nisach HaMayim happened not only from a pitcher that held a loig of water, not three loig as we mentioned before, but also it happened 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres, not just seven. Now, l'menasech oimrim loy, hagbe es yodecha, to the one, the kohen, who's being menasech, he was pouring the water, they would tell him, lift up your hand. They wanted to be able to see what he was doing and where he was pouring it. And why did they tell him this? Shepa machas nisach al raglov, urgamu kol ames regeim. That's because one time the kohen was a Siduki who don't believe in nisach hamayim, and he poured it on his feet instead of pouring it in the bowl, and everyone threw their sregim at him. And therefore, from then on, they would tell him, lift up your hand so we could see what you're doing. And we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.